With Potiphar and in prison, chapter 21. Joseph was taken along by the Ishmaelitish merchants who knew no pity. What did they care about a weeping slave? They were used to that, for it happened more often. They would sell him at a high price so that they would make a profit on him. On their journey towards the south, they must pass through the neighborhood of Hebron where Jacob lived. Probably Joseph hoped that he would meet his father or that he would see an acquaintance. Although they traveled close to the coast, yet Hebron didn't lie far away. If he could only find someone to send a message to his father. But that did not happen as he wished. They continued to travel further to the south. Hebron was already far in the rear. Soon they were going straight through a dry, hot desert. At last they arrived in Egypt, and there they sold Joseph to a wealthy Egyptian named Potiphar. Joseph was taken along to the home of Potiphar, and there he had to work very, very hard. He was now a servant, a slave of Potiphar. But Joseph was blessed in one thing. The Lord did not forget Joseph, for he protected, kept, and blessed him even in Egypt. Joseph surely prayed often to God and said, O Lord, bring me again into Canaan. Wilt thou make it so that I can come again into my father's house? O Lord, wilt thou help me? Wilt thou help me? Joseph was an energetic young man. He always did his very best. He did whatever Potiphar commanded him to do, and he did it well, too. The Lord blessed Joseph and also gave him strength. Potiphar soon noticed that he had a strong, energetic slave, and that Joseph always did his very best. He was friendly towards Joseph and often spoke with him. His other slaves were sometimes disobedient and lazy, and they would sometimes receive a beating with a stick. But Joseph never received a beating, for it was never necessary. One day Potiphar called Joseph and said, Joseph, I have seen that you always do your best. Therefore I am going to make you overseer over my house. All my other slaves must obey you. That was a great honor for Joseph. His life was made much easier, and Potiphar, his master, was always very friendly towards him. Joseph was pleased, and he would do his utmost. And the Lord blessed Joseph, but the Lord also blessed Potiphar. No fields of wheat were so good as Potiphar's, and no cows were so fat and good as Potiphar's. But Joseph could not forget his home and his father. When he laid on his bed at night, he thought back to former times, and the tears would come into his eyes. He would weep quietly until he fell asleep. Potiphar was married, but his wife did not love him. One day she called Joseph to come to her and said, Joseph, I do not love my husband anymore. I have a dislike for him. Do you know what we ought to do, Joseph? You and I ought to get married to each other. Such wickedness, wasn't it? But Joseph refused. He answered, No, I will not do that. I cannot do that. You are already married. And if I were to marry you, then I would deceive Potiphar, my master. I do not want to do that. Potiphar is always so friendly toward me, and I do not want to cause him any grief. But over and above all this, the Lord would see it, and I may not and will not sin against the Lord. Then Joseph returned to his work. The following day, Potiphar's wife again spoke to Joseph. Once more, Joseph answered, I will not do it. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? One time Joseph was alone doing his work. No one was in the room except Joseph and the wife of Potiphar. Suddenly she caught him by his garment and said, I want to marry you. You must listen to me. She tried to force Joseph to do as she willed. But Joseph would not do this great sin, so he fled from the room. The garment which he had been wearing, he left behind him in the hands of that wicked woman. She became very angry at Joseph because he would not obey her. She resolved to seek revenge. Suddenly she yelled very loudly, Help! Help! The other slaves heard it and hastily ran to her. Oh, I am so glad that you have come so quickly, the wife of Potiphar said. The Hebrew servant from Canaan wanted to harm me, but when I screamed for help, he fled. He left his garment behind. Look, here it is. That was not true. That was a big lie. Joseph did not want to harm that woman, but that woman wanted Joseph to do a great sin. It was just the opposite from what she said. She told her husband, Potiphar, the same thing when he came home that night. Potiphar became very angry, so he sent for Joseph to come to him immediately. Why did you want to harm my wife, Joseph? He asked angrily. Master, it is not true, Joseph answered. Your wife wanted me to marry her, but I refused because I did not want to deceive you. Then she caught hold of me to force me, but I hastily slipped out of my garment and fled, leaving my garment with her. However, Potiphar would not listen to Joseph, but he sent him to prison. He was locked up there in a dark cell. Poor Joseph. Innocently, he was put into the prison. That was another fearful happening for Joseph, children. First, he was sold as a slave by his own brothers to go to that very faraway land of Egypt so that he probably would never see his father again. And now, he is guiltlessly locked up in that dark, dismal prison. Yet, the Lord remained with Joseph and helped him even in this prison. What did you really do? Why were you sent here as a prisoner? The keeper of the prison asked Joseph. Joseph honestly told the keeper everything. The Lord caused the keeper to believe Joseph, for we read in the Bible, the Lord gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. He took Joseph out of that dark hole, and from now on, Joseph was able to help the keeper. He was permitted to walk around freely, but he was not permitted to go outside of the prison. He had to do all kinds of little jobs. He brought food and drink to the other prisoners, cleaned their cells, swept the aisles, and many other things. That was good for Joseph, and it wasn't as tiresome for him while he could keep himself busy as when he had nothing to do in prison. He did his best, even there, just as he had done for Potiphar, and the keeper began to trust him and to speak kindly to him. That was very nice. But with all that, he still remained a prisoner. One day, two new prisoners were brought in. They were two members of the court, who had always been in the palace of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. The one was the chief of the butlers, and the other was the chief of the bakers. Every day Joseph brought these two new prisoners water and bread, and he would sometimes talk to them. One morning Joseph came to them in the cell, but that morning they both sat with their hands under their heads, staring sadly before them. "What is the matter?" Joseph asked. "Is something wrong with you? Are you sick?" "No, not that," they answered. "But both of us have had such a strange dream. We do not know what our dreams mean." Joseph was silent for a moment, and then he said, "The Lord only knows what the meanings of your dreams are, and he can reveal them to me. Tell them to me." "I dreamed," the butler spoke, "that I was again in the palace of the king. In my dream I saw a vine which had three branches on it. Blossoms budded on those branches, and grapes grew from those blossoms. When those grapes were ripe, I picked a bunch and pressed them out so the juice ran out. I caught that juice in Pharaoh's cup, and when it was full, I gave it to the king. I have never dreamed such a strange dream before. If I only knew what it meant." He sighed and stared gloomily before him. Silence prevailed for a moment. Suddenly Joseph said, "The three branches mean 3 days. 3 days from now, you shall be taken out of this prison. You shall put on your nice clothing again, and you shall return to your former service with the king. Whenever Pharaoh is thirsty, you will fill his cup with wine and give it to him." When the butler heard this, he was very glad, for he was to be restored again to his former position. He could hardly believe it. "But," Joseph continued, "in a few days, when you will again be with Pharaoh, put in a good word for me to the king. I also am shut up in this prison innocently, as I have done nothing wrong. Will you tell Pharaoh that for me? Probably he will also bring me out of this prison." "Of course, I shall tell the king all about you. You can be sure of that," the butler promised solemnly. The baker listened to all this in silence. He thought, "Probably I also can go out of this prison. Wouldn't that be nice?" "Now I also will tell you what I have dreamed," he said. "Hearken to this. I dreamed that I was carrying 3 baskets upon my head, all kinds of sweet cakes and pastries covered with cream were in the top basket. Delicious. Then in my dream, I saw some birds flying. They sat upon the top basket and began to pick these delicacies." "Can you also tell me what my dream means, Joseph?" Anxiously he waited for the answer. "Certainly," Joseph answered. "The 3 baskets also mean 3 days. You will also be brought out of prison after 3 days." The chief of the bakers already looked cheerful. "But," Joseph said honestly, "you shall not return to your place in the palace with the king. You shall be hanged upon the gallows, and where the birds of prey will come and eat your flesh." The baker turned pale with fright. After that, Joseph left them, for he also had to give the other prisoners their food. How did Joseph know how to interpret these dreams? Well, children, the Lord made it known to Joseph. Joseph did not know it of himself, But the Lord, who knows everything, revealed it in the heart of Joseph. The butler and the baker were left alone. "I hope that it is true," the butler said, "then I will return to the palace." "And I hope that it is not true," the baker answered, "for then I will be hanged." After 3 days, a message came from the king. It was the king's birthday that day, and there was a feast in the palace. As Joseph had foretold, so it happened. The butler returned to the king, but the baker was hanged. Often that day, Joseph looked outside to see if someone would also come for him. Hadn't the butler promised that he would tell the king about Joseph? But night came, and no one came for Joseph. Then Joseph thought, "Tomorrow they will come to get me, that is certain." And with this thought he went to sleep. Full of hope, he awoke the following morning and looked the whole day for a message from Pharaoh. But no message came. Days and weeks went by, and Joseph remained in prison. He waited and waited, hoping for deliverance, but he waited in vain. What was the reason for this? Wasn't the butler going to ask the king? Yes, he was, because he had made that promise, but he had forgotten all about it. When he was returned to the palace of Pharaoh, he no longer thought about Joseph, but forgot all about him. That was the reason why Joseph waited in vain. Poor Joseph. Joseph became discouraged. That was not nice of the butler, was it? You wouldn't do that, would you? No, really not. Were you ever seriously sick? Yes. If you were, did you ask the Lord if he would make you better? And when the Lord answered your prayer, so that you were restored to health and you could again play outside, did you thank the Lord for it? Or did you forget? Then you forgot the Lord. And that is a great deal worse than the butler forgetting Joseph.